Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. As I'm sure you know, this next Sunday is Palm Sunday. And as you may also know, today is the 10th day of the Muslim 30-day fasting period of Ramadan for this year. And for Jews around the world, Passover this year begins April 24th. That's nearly 3 billion people around the world who have significant religious events in these next weeks. Think about that for a moment. What does God want to accomplish spiritually in our world over the next 40 days? I left you yesterday with Jesus and his disciples, leaving Jericho, walking toward Jerusalem for the great Passover festival. I assume they were discussing what they had experienced in Jericho with a blind beggar receiving his eyesight when Jesus healed Bartimaeus in direct response to his request and his great faith in God. Mark chapter 10. Probably they were also talking with some enthusiasm about what they anticipated in Jerusalem, for there was nothing that compared to the Passover festival in Jerusalem. Jews would come from all over the known world for this annual remarkable event, which celebrated the uniqueness of the Jewish people, Exodus chapter 12. But my friends, consider this. As Jesus and his Jewish disciple friends walked along the Jericho road toward Jerusalem that day, about 2,000 years ago, the word Christian had, of course, not yet been invented, for Easter had not yet happened. Nor were there any Muslims in the world, for the man named Muhammad, the founder of Islam, did not begin his teachings, which formed Islam, until around 600 years after Jesus. Oh, there were many religions practiced in the nations surrounding Israel in the days of Jesus, but they were idol-worshipping religions. As Jesus and his disciples walked toward Jerusalem that day, I wonder if Jesus focused his mind and heart on what he knew was awaiting him there. What Jesus would say and experience over the following 2 weeks would change the world. Yet I doubt any of his disciples had even the slightest idea. The disciples were probably anxious because in response to Jesus' resurrection of Lazarus a few weeks before, the Jewish religious leaders in Jerusalem had put out an arrest warrant on Jesus, for they were determined to eliminate Jesus and his growing influence with the people. John 11. Because Jesus is God the Son, of course, Jesus could remember clearly all that had taken place here on planet Earth since the days of Adam and Eve, and he could also look forward in time to everything which would happen in the future, all the way to our day and even beyond. Therefore, as Jesus walked along that day, I wonder if Jesus thought about the power of these two verses, which would be written in the future as led by the Holy Spirit, by the author of the Bible book of Hebrews. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. That summarizes the mission which God the Father had entrusted to Jesus, God the Son, the mission which brought Jesus to earth. Can we even begin to imagine the weight of responsibility Jesus felt for God's redemption plan and the anxiety for the horror of what awaited Jesus, God the Son, in Jerusalem? I wonder if Jesus prayed quietly as he walked, asking the Father for sufficient strength to fulfill his purpose, as described in those verses. As Jesus walked and prayed, I wonder if he also looked back in time, more than 600 years, to the days when Isaiah the prophet, also led by the Holy Spirit, wrote that remarkable chapter, Isaiah 53, which describes in such graphic detail what would happen to Jesus that Passover weekend. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and familiar with suffering, Isaiah 53, verse 3. From his arrival here on earth as an angel-announced miraculous baby born in Bethlehem, Jesus had experienced the painful reality of rejection and suffering, Matthew chapter 2. Now again, Jesus, as an adult miracle worker, Emmanuel, God with us, the religious leaders who should have welcomed Jesus were determined to kill him. John 11. I wonder if Jesus looked at Peter as they walked, knowing Peter would deny him. Or did Jesus cast a glance at Judas, knowing Judas would betray him? Again, Isaiah 53 may have come to the mind of Jesus as they walked. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. Jesus was crushed for our iniquities, and the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. As Jesus looked around at the 12 men who'd been walking at his side for several months, I wonder if Jesus wrestled in his mind with what words he could use to explain to these men what the spiritual significance of this Passover week was going to be, and what the significance of his suffering and death would be for them and our world. It's safe for us to assume demonic forces were assaulting Jesus as he walked toward Jerusalem that day, urging Jesus to turn away, to not go to Jerusalem, to fear the horrific price he was being asked by his heavenly Father to pay for these worthless human beings, none of whom could fully comprehend the full significance of what Jesus was going to experience in Jerusalem. My friends, do we understand the significance of Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5? Jesus suffered for you and me so we could be forgiven by God. We could be healed from our brokenness. We could be reconciled to God from our alienation. Do we understand the full price Jesus paid so you and I could receive those blessings from God and much more, according to Colossians chapter 1? Have we thanked him lately? Let's pause and reflect. Let's watch as Jesus reflects on what awaits him and as we walk along with Jesus and his disciples toward Jerusalem. Here's a song to help us consider the power of Isaiah 53 and the change Jesus can make in your life and mine. And I'll rejoin you here tomorrow as we continue walking with Jesus and his disciples toward Jerusalem for that Passover Easter weekend.